Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast with our sort of What's on Disney Plus club, where we talk about a classic movie that has been recommended either by somebody on our Patreon or also on our Facebook group, which if you aren't already a member, make sure you do go check it out. We're coming close to 100,000 members. And just before we go any further, also just want to be a big thank you to all of our patrons as well for supporting us and make sure that these podcasts do exist. And in fact, one of the reasons for this whole show existing was because of the support of the patrons. So big thank you to Andrew, Giuseppe, Julie, What's on Netflix, and also Ian for all of your support. So this video and or podcast, we're going to be talking about the movie Tall Tale. A movie I had never heard of. I had never seen this thing advertised. I'd never seen it pop up on any streaming service. It was definitely one that was not on my radar in the slightest, and having watched it, I can understand why, because when I did a little bit of research into this movie, it absolutely bombed. It didn't do very well at the box office at all. So just to give you, I'm just going to bring up a little bit of information, just so if you've never heard of it, so you know what this movie is, because it stars Patrick Swayze as, what was his name? It was,
Pecos Bill.
Pecos Bill, and there's a whole other issue there. We've also got Paul Bunyan in here, and we've got John Henry, and it's all about a kid who is about to have his land stolen from him because they want the piece of paperwork to build a railway, and he ends up meeting these three characters, and they've all got some kind of weird superpower, and then they kind of come back together, and he fights the train owner. So let's hear your thoughts, because obviously as a non-American, I've got a very different take on this.
Right. It is definitely an American movie. the characters that our main character meets, Daniel Hackett, played by Nick Stahl, are legends that almost every American kid grows up with, probably in grades 1 through 5, maybe kindergarten, somewhere in there. So these are our characters we're familiar with, just not necessarily in this format. Honestly, I mean, I was fine with the movie. It was a fun movie. It reminded me a lot of, say, like the old Davy Crockett television show from way back in the day. And this definitely feels like something Walt would have been involved with. But yeah, even from an American's perspective, even throwing in like, oh, that's Paul Bunyan, that's John Henry. Pecos Bill is a little less well known, but there are plenty of legends about him too. Even throwing those in, I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's a thing. It's obviously not meant to be taken seriously. I mean, it's called Tall Tale, which it should tell you everything you need to know right there. But at the same time, it gets weird. Very, very weird.
Yeah. So there again, it's a problem for us as an international audience, and probably why looking here at the thing, it had a budget of like $32 million, and it brought in at the box office $11 million. It took $2.8 million at the global box office. And only, a worldwide gross of $11 million and only made $3 million in this opening weekend in the US. Now, the thing is for this is I didn't have a clue who any of these characters were. John Henry, I know that he's been in something with a Disney show, but these characters are not known to people outside of America. There's not taught in school, it's not taught in class, because we've got our own histories, and unsurprisingly Britain has a much longer, bigger history than some cowboy that did something. It's completely unknown. So the problem is, I felt from this was they just assumed everybody knew who they were. The characters had no introduction. It's like John Henry is back in the thing, like, okay, well, who is he? I don't know who. It's like they just assumed that everybody knew who these three characters were. Paul Bunyan, the man in a tree. Well, who is he? What does he? It's like it didn't make any. You all had that extra. It's like a Marvel movie where they bring in a character and you know who it is, and Die Hard knows who it is, but they still have to tell you a little bit of introduction to people that they didn't. It felt very much along the lines of just going, here's Paul Bunyan, you know about him. No, who is he? I've never even heard of this guy until today. I was sort of watching him. This is just dire. It was, I was just like, this is, and it was just like, when was this made? I actually had to go, it was like, well, it's got Patrick Swayze in it, so it can't be that old. I think it was like the 90s, and I'm going, I mean, where was it made? Like
95. Well, you could have told me this. Actually.
Yeah, you could have told me this was made in 1962, and I would have believed you. It was just like, this just, it just, I thought it was awful.
And that's fair. But even in the 90s, you know, the idea of making movies for the international community just wasn't there. It's an American film. Disney would have approached this as an American audience. It's not like today where...
Yeah. The Chinese.
I was going to say the Chinese thing. Whether good or bad, you know, when you have a Marvel movie, Star Wars movie, there are decisions that are like, oh, well, we need to make these changes for the Chinese market, which normally I don't support very much, but it is just simply a fact of modern filmmaking. And not just that, making sure that it'll do well in the European markets, making sure that there are things that make sense to everybody. So it is very much a product of its time. If this was made now, like, or in the 2010s, I would definitely be like, what the heck were you thinking not explaining who Paul Bunyan is? Because you know non-Americans are going to be watching this, and they don't know who Paul Bunyan is or John Henry, the steel-driving man. It's a product of its time. It doesn't age well. It doesn't age well for Americans either, honestly. I think the best thing you can say about it is that a lot of the cast members in this go on to do some incredible things, or have already done incredible things by the time this make. There's even William H. Macy in this in an uncredited role. That tells you how old it is. Like, he didn't have a name for himself yet.
Yeah. And he just popped up. Who else was it? Oh, was it the guy from the Chernobyl? Was he in it?
You're going to have to be more specific on that. Yeah, but there were a couple of... there were a lot of actors in this who would go on to do some impressive things, like Scott Glenn, you might recognize from the Daredevil series as the guy who played Stick in season 1 and 2. Yeah. Nick Stahl, of course, has had a long history. Oliver Platt was kind of at the height of his career at that point. I think the Three Musketeers also came out around that time. Honestly, he was probably the best thing in this movie. His version of Paul Bunyan. His version of Paul Bunyan is nothing like the folklore that we know. Paul Bunyan is supposed to be like 10 feet tall and can chop down trees and a thing. But I liked his version. He was much more of like a crazy mountain man.
Yeah, it was Jared Harris was the name. He was the head Fug Pug was his name. He was he's been in like Mad Men and The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Even Calamity Jane was in it. And obviously that was just Home Alone's mum. But it was like... Again, it was like climbing the game. She comes in, they have an argument. She goes, I'm going, well, what the hell was that all about?
For me, that one was actually a bit more of a shock because I know Calamity Jane more from Deadwood, which is a very different type of show than this was. Actually, that was the moment where I was like, what is going on here? But you know what? You're also not supposed to take this seriously at all. It's obvious. I mean, most of it's obviously a fever dream kind of thing going on, which then morphs into reality in some weird thing.
Well, that was the thing that got me at the end was like, you know, he's doing this whole thing and he got this big like tornado coming through and he's riding it off and then it's like, you know, they wave goodbye to him and then he meets up with his family and it's like, okay, and he's had this tall tale and all that. And then of course they come and help him and I'm like, okay. Now they're all like, oh, it was a real, it wasn't lying. It's just like, that makes even less sense now.
Yeah. And all the townspeople are just like, oh yeah, this is totally normal. This, the John Henry and Paul Bunyan and Pecosville are just here. Of course they are. That's what happens all the time. Whenever, you know, the train barons come to town and it's such a stupid movie, but it was fun. You know, that's the thing. I think some of that does come from the American perspective, but there are parts of it where you're just rolling your eyes. You're like, what the heck were you doing here? It doesn't even make sense. It's the kind of movie, I think this is the easiest way.
Yeah.
It's the kind of movie where you can have a person with 2 6-shooter revolvers firing off 40 rounds without ever reloading.
Just taking out the fingers.
I mean, there was a scene where Pecos Bill, it's very obviously 2 6-shooters.
Yeah.
And he shoots like an outline around a, like 12, 20, 30 shots. I'm like, what? What's going on here?
If that was your only problem with the movie.
Oh, no, that's not my only problem with the movie. That's the kind of movie that it is. It's the kind of movie where somebody can shoot 40 rounds from a revolver without ever reloading. This is the kind of movie, I think, where if you grew up with it, it's a lot of fun. You know, for some people, this is their version of what would be The Cat from Outer Space for me. You know, it's a movie that I grew up enjoying a lot. I love that movie. But I realized that if you didn't grow up with it, it's probably not the time to start watching it, because it does not hold up that well if you don't have the nostalgia for it. I think this is the same. And if you grew up with nostalgia for it, it sounds like not too many people did, considering the box office results. Probably not something you should jump into now.
No, but I think this is it. There are a lot of hidden gems and a lot of things from people. This was definitely one of when I remember it when this got brought up on the Facebook group, and going, never heard of this one. This one, it's like, look it up. I mean, they even had it on Disney Life, so I watched it on that. And it was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is a thing. And it was that thing as well of the fact that it never even seemed to have even broke once on a single streaming service. I never saw. I mean, at that time when this came out, I would have been full on into. I was at Blockbuster multiple times a week at this point, and my local video shop multiple times a week picking up movies. And I never remember seeing this on the shelf. You know, this is a thing this was buried deep away from any kind of. It's just kind of like most movies, you can at least go, oh, I saw that on the shelf or whatever it is. I mean, I know Disney Channel movies are a little bit different because of how it worked over here, but this was, as a non-American movie, this was hidden far away from us. We never saw it. And having watched it, it's like, there's a reason this never got put on, because it just wouldn't work as an international movie.
To be fair, in America, it also, I'd never heard of this before. It's like, oh, you should do a thing on Tall Tale. What? Tall Tale? Did you mean like American Tale? Five Will Goes West? No, he meant Tall Tale. Okay. Had to look it up. This would have been, again, I would have been about 13 around the time this came out.
Prime reason that you should have, you know, this would have been prime up that alley when this came out. And but it is something I would definitely say, you know, if you've got a few hours free, fire it up. It's not, I don't think it's that long. I think it's about 90 minutes. The standard kind of movie of what they used to be. It's fun.
I don't regret watching it. I had fun watching it, but it's never going to be the movie where I go, oh, you got Disney Plus? You need to add Tall Tale to your wish list or your watch list right away and watch it. No. I don't regret watching it. If someone else, if I was with a friend or whatever, and they were like, oh, I loved this movie as a kid, I'd watch it again with them. Yeah. But other than that kind of situation, probably never see it again. Yeah. I don't feel it was a waste of my time either.
Yeah. It was one of those things of like, I watched it and I'm going, okay, that was a thing. I never want to watch that again because it wasn't that great. And I was just like, oh, this is really kind of like, it's that weird thing, isn't it? Of like, Disney have got this like, thing of like with their branding of like, we put our name on everything wholesome and it means good quality family entertainment and stuff. And so there's a lot of stuff with the Disney logo slapped on it that really isn't very good. It's like, and this is just because it's safe for the family doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually good.
And on the flip side, some of the older stuff isn't all that safe for the family either. We won't go into that, but there's definitely a bit of a sordid history for some of them, the live action movies as well. But you know what? Tall Tale isn't one of them. It is perfectly fine, perfectly wholesome. I can appreciate what they were trying. You know, it's supposed to invoke that pioneer spirit of the Old West, which Walt would definitely have approved of. We know he loved the Old West. They just didn't quite hit the mark. And I think even in 1990, you know, ignoring the box office results, I think even in 1990, they kind of missed it.
Yeah. But now, nevertheless, let us know what you think of Tall Tale. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this movie. I said, go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And we shall see you guys in another episode soon. Laters.
Later.